Again, if you should need assistance, please press star zero.
Good day, and welcome to the Center for American Progress press call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Angela Kelly. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, and thanks, everyone, for joining us this afternoon. Our press call is on immigration reform and how it's good for American workers' wages and our economic future. My name is Angela Kelly, and I'm the Vice President for Immigration Policy here at the Center for American Progress, and this call is being recorded. Joining me on the call is Mary Kay Henry. She is the President of the Service Employees International Union, and Ron Nelson, who is the President and owner of Pioneer Overhead Door in Las Vegas, a small business that's been in operation for more than 30 years. I'll turn it over to Mary Kay Henry to talk a little bit about her views on the issue, and then we'll go to Mr. Nelson to talk about his perspective as a business owner.
Thank you so much, Andy. Angie, I really appreciate the Center for American Progress pulling this call together because we think fixing our immigration system will supercharge our economy. It's good for immigrants, it's good for American workers, it's good for business, and it's good for our nation. As you know, we're at a critical time in the debate over common sense immigration reform. With serious competing issues facing Congress, it's vitally important to understand that the great economic benefits our country can realize when we pass immigration reform. One of the most widely held misconceptions about reforming our immigration system is that it will take jobs away from American workers or otherwise be harmful to our economy. In fact, just the opposite is true. Economists find time and time again that immigration does not harm the wages of native-born workers. It actually brings a noticeable increase in the wages of American workers. The reasons are complex, but the bottom line is quite simple. Immigrants do take jobs, but they create even more than they take. Immigrants are not simply workers, but consumers as well. They buy goods and services which help grow our businesses, ultimately creating more jobs. In addition, immigrants are highly entrepreneurial and start businesses at higher rates than native-born, especially small businesses, which I know Ron will speak of, which are the engine of our economy. Immigrants will create even more jobs once we reform the immigration system. The view is held across the ideological spectrum. Business, labor, conservatives, and liberal all agree that the broken immigration system is depressing wages and working conditions of American workers, dragging our economy down and costing American jobs. On average, over the next 10 years, immigration reform would create 121,000 new jobs each year by bringing people out of the shadows and letting them find work that best matched their skills. It will allow workers to leave jobs where they've been exploited and empower them to fight back against abusive employers. That will mean higher wages and new jobs for native-born workers who work side by side with immigrants. I want to clear up one misconception. Legalizing undocumented workers will not increase the labor supply or displace native-born workers. These immigrants are already here in our country, living and working. The Senate bipartisan bill actually decreases net future immigration to the country, raising the number of legal visas available, while dramatically cutting down on unauthorized entry. Another misconception is that immigrants who come legally under the Senate bill's new worker visa program will undercut American workers. In fact, the new program is an innovative model that is completely different from past worker visa programs. It's structured to prevent employer abuse and protect American jobs by steering the new workers to occupations and locations that are experiencing demonstrated worker shortages and jobs where the employer has made unsuccessful efforts to recruit American workers at the same wages that Americans are paid for in similar jobs. Once hired, the immigrant workers will have the same labor rights as any other worker, and importantly, they will not be tied to a single employer, but will be free to leave if another qualified employer offers higher wages or better working conditions. The bottom line is that immigration reform is good for immigrant workers, good for American workers, good for business, and good for our country. It's time to end the current system that causes so much suffering and benefits no one. Congress has no more excuses and must act now. Thank you so much, Angie. I'm proud to be with you and Ron today to talk about the economic benefit of common sense immigration reform.
Thank you so much, Mary Kay. That was terrific. Our next speaker is Ron Nelson. As I said before, he's the owner and president and general manager of Pioneer Overhead Door in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ron?
All right. Thank you, Mary Kay and Angie. And thank you for joining us here today. Again, my name is Ron Nelson, and I own and operate a small garage door sales and service installation company in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here with this issue to make sure Congress understands the importance of comprehensive immigration reform and to let them know now is the time to act. Everyone knows the system in place is broken, and there's a bipartisan consensus on what needs to be done to fix it. Congress needs to stop playing kick the can on reforming our immigration system. Delay will only hold America back from our from growing our economy to its full potential and dull competitive edge in the global economy while maintaining an unfair playing field for business in America. The economy is recovering as a small business owner, I still struggle to turn a profit, make payroll, and stay in business. I look to our lawmakers to create a smart public policy and make it easier to keep my coffers full and my doors open. Comprehensive immigration reform will do just that. As a business owner, I know bringing 11 million people out of the shadows is the right thing to do, but it's good for business too. Our immigration system is broken. We do not foster an environment that allows small businesses to benefit from the services of high or low-skilled workers. On a regular basis, we educate talented foreign workers and then send them away. Instead of creating a system that allows them to stay in this country, make meaningful and even groundbreaking contributions to our economy. Our recent poll by the Small Business Majority found that two-thirds of small business owners also believe we should allow more low-skilled foreign workers who might work in agricultural, restaurant, or service industries into this country legally. A strong economy needs workers of all skill levels. Our current immigration system doesn't meet these needs. Lawmakers recently introduced legislation that aims to fix many problems associated with immigration. These policies would be good for businesses like mine. Small Business Majority found that 87% of all entrepreneurs support requiring immigrants into the country that are undocumented who have no criminal record to register for legal status, pass a background check, learn English, pay a fine, and pay taxes. Three-quarters believe that we'd be better off if people who are in the country illegally became legal taxpayers so they pay their fair share and could work towards citizenship in the future. And 75% support revamping the guest worker system to create a new worker visa, eventually letting immigrants move beyond temporary status and switch employers to protect themselves against unscrupulous ones. We know the importance of comprehensive reform will have on making our country and economy stronger, and it's important for all members of Congress to make it a priority. The recent impacts immigrants have made to our businesses is undeniable. We have seen impact as in 1 in 4 small business owners have been immigrants. 1 in 4 high-tech startup companies in America were founded by immigrants. Companies like Google, Yahoo, and Intel have created so many jobs, and they were started with the help of immigrants. I'm a small business owner. I support these reforms also. Fixing our broken broken system will help us more easily tap into the immigrant labor workforce, make our existing workforces more stable, make us more competitive, and help aspiring immigrants become entrepreneurs. I'm asking Congress to help small business owners like me by supporting immigration reform and fixing our system. This should be a bipartisan issue. President George W. Bush was for immigration reform. Mr. McCain was for it before he was against it, and now he's for it again. President Obama knows it's way past time for reform, and I'm here asking for my representatives in Congress to put aside politics and govern. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate that. And this call is happening nearly simultaneous to a civil disobedience action on Capitol Hill, where over 100 women who are being arrested and as a way of sending a message to the House to move immigration reform. It's happening at the same time. And this is all continued momentum from the Senate-passed bipartisan bill from June. And, you know, two kind of quick points. One is looking back last month to August, where reformers really slayed the August recess. And I think that's very much a summer sleeper story, that there were nearly 1,200 events that were pro-immigration reform events that happened in the month of August. 600,000 petitions were delivered to John Boehner. There were 82,000 contacts to Capitol Hill. And now in September, we have 26 Republicans that have indicated that they support immigration reform and a path to citizenship for the 11 million. And if you, do the math and add that to the number of Democrats, and Chris Van Hollen estimated that there were 200 Democratic supporters for immigration reform, there are the votes. There is a majority of House members who support immigration reform and the path to citizenship, and it's certainly time for a vote. And House Republican leaders seem to have internalized the immigration issue on their to-do list, and the combination of Cantor and Ryan and Goodlatte, all key players in this debate, have in recent days and weeks said that this is still on the calendar for October. So we will certainly hold them to their word and push forward. Anyway, with that, operator, if I could turn to you and ask if you could tell folks on the call how they can queue up to ask a question, that would be terrific.
Absolutely. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one keys on your touch-tone phone. If you'd like to remove yourself from the question queue, you may do so by pressing the pound key. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one keys now. We'll pause momentarily to allow questioners to queue. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one keys now. We have no questioners in queue at this time.
All right. Any last comments, either Mary Kay or Ron?
Just so, how much we appreciate the work that the center did, Angie, on making the economic case, because I think when you look at the last 6 or 7 months of debate, thanks to the Dreamers, there's been a lot about the morality of this issue, and thanks to the debate in the Senate, how much bipartisanship there is around this issue. But I think we haven't as laid the economic case as well as this call is helping us do, and all the research and reporting that you've done on it. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And we were also aided by the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, of course, that found that the Senate bill would reduce the budget deficit by $158 billion in the first decade, and an additional $685 billion in the second decade after passing. So the numbers are there. They're indisputable. The time is long overdue, as you both have so eloquently said, that we get reform done. I want to thank you both and thank folks who joined the call today. And we will do this again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. You may disconnect at any time. Have a wonderful day.